And I started. One, they are ordinarily invisible to the human eye. Two, some of them, usually the less evolved, are visible to the kids and to the animals who react with terror towards them. Well, we could talk about this endless. The kids see things many times, and this is not imagination. The kids have a capacity to see some things, gnomes or whatever you call, that we cannot, like animals. Only the last day one lady told me, and I don't follow in counting cases, because this is, if you start to speak about cases, you never finish. But I'll make one exception. One lady told me that she doesn't believe in UFOs, doesn't know anything about this. But she told me, tell me if this has something to see with UFOs. I had a big dog, my house, was outside. And I saw him fighting against something I couldn't see. And he was fighting like avoiding to be grabbed by something I couldn't see. And he was biting something. Finally, this was a long thing. He couldn't stop. Finally, the god wasn't some some car was there. And was there. And after a while, I came. There was the car. The dog was quiet already. I put the collar around the dog and put him, to a tree. Then I went in, came out about 1 hour later, and the dog wasn't anymore there. Was the rope and was the collar, but I don't know who could the dog disappear. Can you tell me? And I told her, well, for me, the same entity that tried to grab and take him out, the same entity came later and did it. But the dog saw the entity. And I have many instances in which peasants told me, I have seen my dog barking very violently to something and I couldn't see anything. Precisely the days in which there were lights all over. And in the morning of this day, the cattle were dead. And I took a picture of this. So,